Hey there, it's awesome to be here. Hey, I just want to, before I start, give a special, just a big shout out really to everyone for their feedback that the feedback that I've been getting in the last few weeks of Ready, Set, Goal podcast has been just amazing. So I really appreciate the feedback, and it just sort of goes to show that I'm on the right track, I think, but also I really want to open it up to people. If you have got some special requests of anything that you're really interested in talking about, or guests even, get back to me by contacting me on donnacampisi.com, or you can, even if you don't remember that, readysetgoalpodcast.com. It has got a contact us tab, so you can contact me there too. So I really, love getting feedback, and just to see how it's going for you. And also, even if you want to share your goals with me, I love hearing that too. So, go to it. I don't mind you contacting me at all and sharing what you're up to. But also, if you have any feedback, like I said, to give me on maybe something that I'm doing wrong even, I can definitely take constructive feedback. Welcome to Ready, Set, Goal, the podcast that helps you turn your dreams into reality. We'll give you your regular dose of motivation along with our insights to help you achieve your goals. Listen in as I share conversations with awesome influential guests who will inspire us and share their secrets behind their success in achieving their goals. Are you ready to move closer to your dream goal? I'm your host, Donna Campisi. I'm an inspirational speaker, author, and adventurer. I'm excited to bring you this podcast. Are you ready? Let's do it on Ready, Set, Goal. Okay, today my topic is, how can I get past the I can't attitude? Well, all too often the words I can't can easily fall out of our mouths, If said too often though, it can become an embedded belief that will never get you to that big goal you dream about. When you take this belief out of your mind, then you gain confidence and the courage to achieve. That's what we're here for. If we keep saying though, I can't, we actually tend to believe it after a while, and the people around us do too. They're not going to expect big things from you, are they? And neither are you. Instead, we can create a habit to ask ourselves, how can I? Have you ever noticed when someone asks you, can you do this? You're either going to say yes or no. It's just a one-word answer, isn't it? What if someone, though, asked, how can you? These words are great. It's an interesting question to ask, because it actually makes you think instead of just saying yes or no. It's easy to say no, and it's easy to make excuses. Somehow we're all experts at that. I don't know why. But how can I do this? How can I do that? How can I achieve my big scary goal? This is what it's all about. That makes you think, yeah? If there's a big goal that you've been dreaming about and you've been either too scared or allowed someone to put in your mind that it's crazy, I understand, I've been there. Through my experiences and what I've achieved, I'll share my insights, not just from what I've achieved, but also from struggles and tough times that I've had as well. It hasn't all been sunshine and lollipops, as they say. Is that right? I'm not sure. I'm not very good with sayings. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Here, we're going to learn new things about ourselves. When asking yourself, can I? Is it possible? A lot of people make excuses. Often it's either time or money stopping people achieving their big goals. Sound familiar? I've had those reasons too, believe me. But then I stopped to think, okay, surely I can find another way. How can I possibly afford to do this? How can I find the time to do this? Two great questions. To find a solution, you need to think outside the box, yeah? The thing is, if you ask yourself, can I, instead of how can I, you're always going to dream. You'll never really achieve that big goal, and you'll live with regret until the day you die. It's pretty sad. We don't want this to happen though. I really want to help you by sharing my experiences, insights, and steps for you to achieve your big, scary goal. I always call them scary, but you know, it can be a big goal, it can be a goal. But sometimes they're really scary, and that's why we just don't move and freeze when we think about it. So moving past the I can't is an important mind shift to achieving your goal. Believing you can is the first step when beginning on the baby step method to achieve your goals. I've spoken about the baby step method before plenty of times. So if this is the first time you've listened to me, I'm going to leave a link anyway for you to get your free download of the baby step method below in the show notes, okay? And this is also in my book. So if you ever want to get my book, yeah, go for it. And it's there too. So this is evident though with many of our goals. Some may seem like a crazy idea at first, but fixing in our mind that nothing could stop me from doing this is the mindset we want. How much do you really want this? I'm talking about your goal here. We can easily come up with so many excuses. Like I said, we're experts at it. But do you want to be that person? I love this saying, and I've used it so many times when I speak or at events or even when I just speak one-on-one to someone, or I'm going to use it again now. It's not my quote, but I use it anyway. It is by Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. If you're whatever you're thinking, you're going to believe it, and that's right for you. But let's not think that we can't. Focusing on your goal and not allowing other things to get in your way is a major path to success. But things in life will get in your way. That's just life. We can come up with plenty of reasons to say, this is all too hard. I can't possibly do this. But also you could ask, what if I fall? What if I trip up? That's part of the journey. It's okay to stumble. Just get back up again. I've stumbled plenty of times, literally. Believe me. Just ask people who are close to me and know about it. And mentally, though. But it's okay. People stumble and then say, it's too hard, and don't bother picking themselves up again. That's where I find there's a real loss of potential. A loss of achieving something that could have been huge, something great, that would have made that person into who they want to be instead of holding this great dream in their mind that they don't think they could ever achieve. It is so common where I've seen people get so close to their dream goal end result. They're so close, but they just give up because they've stumbled and think, oh, look, what am I doing this for? It's also very common for people to question themselves with, what will other people say? What if they laugh or doubt my decision? I could tell you a number of stories of people laughing, calling me crazy, doubting me, even if it was just out of concern. There is always going to be those people. But we've got to try to ignore those people around us. Sometimes it's people around us who you feel you can't ignore though, but it's about the importance of the people you surround yourself with, and this is very important when reaching big goals. So stick with me and stay on track, okay? Believing you can is the first important step. This was an important lesson I learned when going through rehabilitation after surviving my stroke at 7 years of age. I had an awesome physiotherapist who was just as stubborn as me. I'm glad she was. Who said these words when I was going through tough times learning to walk again. Actually, this was when I was trying to crawl again. I mean, to that basic level. I've held these words close to my heart ever since. And I'll share them with you now. With the intent of helping you, of course, in tough times. She said to me, "Donna, there's no such thing as can't." I'll say it again. There's no such thing as can't. I love this quote by Sarah Dessen. Here it goes. It's the things you fight for and struggle with before earning that have the greatest worth. When something's difficult to come by, you'll do that much more to make sure it's even harder or impossible to lose. Isn't that awesome? There are times when things seem so difficult and impossible to do, but when we really want to do it, that won't let limiting beliefs get in our way, yeah? There is a way. If we think about it more, we just need to open up to the idea of possibilities where we may even have to ask for help. Yeah. Asking for help is not giving up or showing a weakness, as people think. Asking for help is actually opening doors to other options or opportunities that you hadn't even thought about at the time on your own. A fresh approach can often help. A chance to view the issue has a challenge with a solution from an angle that we haven't even yet thought about or seen ourselves. So asking for help is a smart and resourceful. It's a solution to help you get positive results against the word and idea of I can't. These words I will never forget. The words that I mentioned before, there's no such thing as can't. They were tough words to hear as a 7-year-old struggling to crawl, but I'm so glad my physiotherapist said that to me. I've reflected on this statement often when I have been through tough times myself. So yes, I have had a few hurdles to jump over in my life, as many people do, but these words have made me stronger and I hope they help you too. Initially, when you face a challenge, you need to decide, can I? How can I? But the thing is, after conquering I can't, you need to maintain the focus. Believing you can is the most important step of all. Remembering it's okay to ask for help or even stumble. Pick yourself up and do not be too proud to ask for help. People are always willing. And I find when people ask me now for advice and help, physically or mentally, I really love helping people. That's why I do what I do as a speaker, author, adventurer, and now as a podcaster. You'll find whatever goal you have, if you approach the go-to person, the person who's already done it, who's experienced the same challenge, who you look up to, they generally love getting that acknowledgement. To start with, you are interested in what they're doing, what they've done, and how they've inspired you. They may even think of you as, hey, this person's cool. I love that they've got this challenge. Of course, I want to help. So please accept help when you see it, but also go out and seek it. Seek help if you find that you've got a block. This is not the time to stop. Remember how I mentioned before how so many people stop and they're just not too far away from that end goal, yeah? Making the decision can be the scariest thing, but like with all big scary goals, once you make the decision, that's when things happen. So I really advise you to focus on what you can do to reach your goals. This is where you focus on each baby step. I'll leave that link that I mentioned before to help you get started on your plan. It's a free download to get you focused on each baby step to reach your goal. You'll see how to do this for yourself, which is really exciting, because that's what this is about, for you to achieve your own big goal. These steps lead you closer to your big goal. This is why I really believe in the baby step method, to focus on the next baby step rather than always focusing on the huge big goal that looks really scary and too far away to reach. It's easy to give up when something gets in the way of the big goal. And it seems a little too hard, doesn't it? Then this can become a habit, which is in the long run doesn't get you anywhere. I advise you to focus on each baby step one at a time, but still have a clear picture of your end goal, of course. It's important to have your mind set on the final goal, but as I said before, focus on one step at a time. This will definitely get you to your big goal. and your big finish line. So I hope this has helped today. I am so big on this getting the I can't attitude out of your mind, because it doesn't help. But working out how can I do this is the best way to go. And then asking for help isn't a bad thing to do, but also going through the baby step plan is an awesome thing to do. It will really help you, and then you'll find you'll get that result that you want. Those small results will give you confidence to keep going further and not give up. Okay, I will finish there. Have a great day. Thanks again, like I said before, for the awesome feedback that you've been giving me. I really read these things and, you know, hear, of course, people telling me how much they enjoy it. So that's awesome. And feel free to share this with someone that you may know, or even your friends on Facebook, etc., to help others get that I can't attitude out of their mind and move forward and closer to their goal. Okay, let's do it. So on your mark, ready, set, go. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Ready, Set, Goal podcast with Donna Campisi. Please take a moment to rate and review this podcast on your preferred podcast app. I'm really grateful for your feedback. Each rating and review helps us fulfill our goal of giving inspiration to many.